Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Darkest Hours with Love. I'm your host, Dante Clover. I got a special treat for y'all. I know y'all been asking me for more, and I found one of the smoothest cats in America. Go ahead, introduce yourself, boss.
I don't know about smooth, but my name is Larry. New to the podcast game. I'm broadcasting on this Anchor app, trying to see what it's about. Okay. I saw the topic of online dating, and I'm fairly experienced with it, so I figured I'd go ahead and get my two cents on it.
Hey, that's perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, just to, for newcomers who don't know what the Darkest Hours with Love is, it's my opportunity to explain, like my man just said, the saddest parts and the good parts of dating, getting with somebody, in real relationships. Since he's on the podcast, we're going to actually let the man break us in, and we're going to start off with this question. Last week, I had asked my man's Life of Franklin, why do women ask me all the time, why do men look at females? But since you all boss man, to start off the night, I really want to ask you, how do you stop your girl? And I know how this sounds. It sounds weird, but if you really understand what I'm trying to ask, you're about to knock it out of the park. How do you stop your girl from disrespecting you in public?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes.
So I have never personally experienced this, thankfully, but I've seen it happen to different friends and family members of mine. I don't know. That's a good ass question. It's like, see, any girl that disrespect her man in public, she already look at him a certain way anyway.
You ain't lying. And to add on to that, my friend, females that disrespect you publicly have been testing you since day one, and they know they're going to get away with it.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's the same thing I say about all these different videos that go around social media of, and it's always the same. It's a girl like knocking the hell out of a guy or something, and then the caption is always, "Well, what would you do if this was your girl?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" Like,
ladies and gentlemen, in front of my co-host right now, my name is Dante Clover again. I will bust you upside your fucking head and burn that head in like nobody's business. Boy, you gonna respect Miami.
And I used to think like there's no reason for any man to hit a woman. Like that's some hoes, that's some little girl stuff.
Yeah.
But if you a female and you feel like you finna just beat the hell out of me, nah, you telling me that you want me, you telling me that this is a fair fight. That's what you telling me. It's different if she's just like irritated or frustrated and she like slap you one time or something. She push you or something like that, but you're not finna just be throwing punches at me.
Listen, if my girl in a heated argument, and I'm gonna tell you straight up, Mr. Merchant, if my old lady hits me one time, I'm gonna take that L. Tell her, baby, I'm sorry. Let's get
right.
If my girl hits me two times, I'm gonna say, baby, I understand you mad, but we just can't be going around hitting people.
Right.
By the third, my mama told me, first time I take a hit by a woman, you earned it. Because a woman not just go slap you for no reason.
Right.
But the second time you let a woman hit you and you don't hurt her, that's when you know you love your girl.
Yeah.
There should never be a third. And this is coming from a woman who raised five boys. Yeah. See what I'm saying? And she told me all. Put your hand on a woman, but your girl disrespecting you, don't ever take that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean,
go for it, boss.
A girl, a certain way, anyway. But I feel like it's done. Like, you can't go back from that because, like, she looked at you that way, and it's hard to get her to look at you any other way after that. Cause that means she feels like she can just do it whenever, and you're not gonna do anything if she's doing it in public. Like that one video. It's been a while since this video was posted, but it was a girl in it was a Waffle House or some kind of restaurant with her man. She was just beating the hell out of the dude.
Right? She smacked the black off of him. I think that's it.
Yeah. And he was just walking away. Like, all right, just okay, you cool, just calm down. And she's just hitting him. He punched her once they got to the door. I think he hit her and knocked out and walked out, and everybody in there was like, oh, you didn't have to do that. I'm like, wait a minute. So y'all was cool with her beating the hell out of the dude? But yes, as soon as he hit back one time, now it's all, we didn't have to do that.
Because it's a double standard. Think of it like this. If me and you shoot a fade anywhere, from D.C. to Cali to MIA, all the way to NY, nobody's going to bother us fighting. Whether you breaking my jaw in, I'm kicking you out the park, whatever the case may be.
Right.
When a woman, I don't care who she is, when a woman builds up that level, that confidence, goes Super Saiyan, if you want to call it, mm-hmm. there's this moment, there's this like a video. We're just waiting for him to pop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why it's like that.
And then, once she does that, like I said, the whole reason why she even did it is because she feels like she can get away with it. And a lot of the time, I got a friend of mine now who, his girl was just clowning on him in front of people. We was just at a little cookout at a friend's house. And she's just clowning on him. I think she was picking him up. And she was saying, what is you doing? And get your ass in this car. And I'm just like,
oh, show out. Ooh.
I said, bro, you just gonna show out on you like that? And I stopped myself. I said, don't even answer that, because she feel like she can do that. Because she wouldn't do it if she didn't feel like she could do it. And just for anybody listening, just so y'all know, I'm not saying the way to stop her from doing it is to hit her. It's not. Nah. But it's just, it shows her level of comfort in doing that.
You see, now, to further elaborate on what my co-host is telling you guys, never hit the female.
Right.
Never hit her. We're not in the business of hitting women. It's 2018, we don't put our hands on them. But what he's trying to explain to you is, she disrespected you at one time, you didn't correct her. She bumped you one time, you didn't check her. She talked disrespectfully to her girls in front of you, you didn't say shit. It's right. A buildup of disrespect.
Right.
Now, if you put the shoe on the other foot, could you even fathom? You, me, some of the boys, we playing cards, and your girl come in the room, you say, hey, broad, drinks for the boys. name a timeline, name a universe that got away with that.
I don't know. I have this. I can't get away with none of that.
You know what I'm saying? Period. My lady, God bless her soul. I love her. Baby, you need to come back home. I need you. I messed around. I got too confident. You see what I'm saying? I got too comfortable.
Right.
And I said it. You know what happened? She got her shit and left.
Yep.
All my meds, all my partners in the house vanished. It was like somebody hit a tornado in the house because they hard to get a pistol.
Some kind of punishment is coming if you do something like this. Like, some kind of punishment is coming. She gonna leave. You're not gonna be able to have no sex for a while. You're not sleeping in the bed. What, you gotta sleep on the couch.
Six months, 21 days, 32, 21 hours. And since the last time I got some.
And see, I'm black, and most of the women I date is black. So I'm scared of something like she just go, okay, and hit me in the face while I'm asleep, or smash my Xbox, sell my rims, or some shit like that.
My girl, I'm worse. I live down south, so you know I messed around with a Hispanic woman. You know, they cut through and kill straight cut. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, y'all know what that ooh was. Brothers, if you don't know what that ooh is, you fuck it up.
I used to be in the military. I was stationed out in California. I know about them Hispanic women. I know about them firsthand.
You know, and to bring things to perspective for everybody, what he's trying to tell y'all, to all my readers, you know, in the future, you know, when Mr. Merchant gets his podcast up and running and everybody's like doing things, y'all gonna come back to this day. Y'all gonna realize two grown men said, don't hit women.
Right.
But don't hesitate to dodge. Don't hesitate to dodge. You know why? Because if you let her connect, that place, that position in life where you're the man in the relationship is gone. It's just gone. Yeah. You ain't gonna get it back. You have to leave her. You have to go find another female, start all over.
That's what I was getting at when I was saying that. Like, it's a certain, it's got to be a certain way that she looks at you if she disrespects you in public, because you, it's pretty much done after that. It's pretty much done after that.
You know, done. Shit, matter of fact, I'll give you one better. My man's at a 21, there was a place called Story. We were at a bar. We were having some drinks. The bartender, feeling my homie. Straight giving us triple shots of Patron for the free.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in life. I'm over here like, bruh, I think I saw your girl. He's like, first of all, my old lady know to be in the house by 9. It's 11:30 at night. Two, that ain't talk. He's smacking up. You see? Trying to act big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty shoots up. Hits the man with the 5-finger to the face. Hit him with the attention. Clean. I mean, face to the counter. Bam! And I was like, oh my God, did I just see Dave Chappelle hit my man? I'm about to go to war. And I saw it was his girl. I couldn't do that. The security couldn't do that. The girl who giving us drinks couldn't do nothing. And this man had to pick himself up. Walk out of that club with his head held down. And I was like, they leave. I don't even get to talk to my man.
Mm-hmm.
This man leaves. And then I look at the waitress. And then I saw the same look that was in his girl's eyes, in her eyes. Bitch. She just said it with a like a little bitch. And I was like, what was he supposed to do? How could he even come? How would you have been able, bro, tell me, how would you have been able to come out a man in that situation?
It's hard to do. Because you can't hit her back. Because then some people look at you like, oh, you weak. You got to hit a woman. You weak. But then it's not too many things you can say in front of everybody. You can yell as loud as you want. You just got slapped. If I go to slap another grown man and he can call me whatever he want to call me, he just got slapped though. Like, yo, you can't respond in kind.
We gonna hold that for 100 years. I'm gonna tell people for decades. Like, yo, guys, not to bother you, but you remember that boy Jeffrey? He got slapped by his girl 6 years ago. I will bring that shit up because you got slapped.
Yeah, and you know? There's nothing you can do in public around everybody. You got to take her behind closed doors and talk to her, but you can't do it in front of everybody because nobody's going to believe that you run the relationship after that. They're going to think that's just for show. Like, oh, he cussed her out, but that's just for show. He got slapped. Like, you got to be seen with her buying you stuff. She got to buy you a 60-inch flat screen or something.
She got to be coming out of Walmart with the PS4 and the Xbox with 6 games. A 72-inch TV
and everybody that saw you get slapped got to see it. They got to witness
it. Got to see it. And her calling you daddy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is for you, big daddy. Like, yeah. There's so much that has to happen after that slap. That's
you gotta
why.
You got to have an infinity gauntlet with all 6 gems. You got to have all that shit.
Listen.
All the stars, all the planets got to align. You got to be a full eclipse.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry to say this. We will come back with a part two. I want Mr. Merchant, you know, we're about to wrap this up. I want to personally thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Darkest Hour with Love. This is your host, Dante Clover. And Mr. Merchant, go ahead and tell them where they can find you at and so they can hit up with you, boss.
So you can just type, you should be able to just type my name in on Anchor. I don't have any other podcast outlet set up yet, but you can find me on Instagram under Larry Merchant and Facebook under the same name.
Okay, perfect. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, this was just part one of this conversation. We will come back next week for part two. It'll probably be a little bit longer. You know, go get this taken care of. And with that, I want to personally thank everybody who came on. You can find us at Darkest Hour. with love on Instagram. We do.
I don't know. It's so many to choose from. A lot of my friends are always talking about pretty much everything involving Donald Trump. All the things that he brings up. Like the most recent one was the kids on the border getting taken away from their parents. I have a few friends that I went to radio broadcasting school out in California. And I have a few friends of mine who are more right leaning in their politics. And they were just like, well, Democrats have been doing this they've been enforcing this for decades. It's like, yeah, not the way it is now, though, because they changed it from I think it was a civil law where if you get caught coming across the border, they just send you and everybody with you back. And then that would be the end of it. And then they changed it to a criminal law to where it's like getting caught with drugs or something. And you got kids, you get your kids taken away from you. And it's like, wow, like, what's the purpose of that? Like, first of all, they're being disingenuous by saying that Democrats have been enforcing the same law for years. They haven't been enforcing the same law. And on top of that, you are promoting people taking people's kids away for no real reason at all. Like, it was, I don't know, it was crazy to watch. And then now he signed a bill basically reversing all that. So he knew he was wrong. And then everybody that supported him, I'm just like, okay, well, how you feel now? Because now he knew it was wrong because he just reversed it.
Are we talking about Donald Trump and this new law he passed? Because I read something different. I read that he passed this law where a number of immigrants that were living in the States, and he just, you know, with no court seeing or nothing, he just like deported them back to where they came from. And you know, and with the whole thing you're saying about Democrats and this law they passed by with, and it this is not new at the same time. I just want to say this is something that's been going on for years. But the fact that now they're separating the kids from the family, I think that was a bad move, or more like that's more of an injustice kind of doing.
Yeah. You know? Cause it was that part of it that was new. The rest of it was the same. But that part is new where they take their kids. It's like, when did they start doing that?
Yeah, for real. So is that the thing, though? Is like, were you tired of, like, hearing your boys talk about this shit, or what was it?
No, I don't get tired of things like that. I like conversation. That's the reason why I got this app, and that's the reason why I was in radio broadcasting school. I like talking about it.
True.
And I like when I see somebody that's not telling the whole truth about something, or they're misleading people. I like jumping right in there. Oh, wait a minute now. That's not actually correct. It's not a 100% fact. Like you misleading people. So I like. It's not that I was like irritated by it or nothing like that. It was just something I noticed, right. And it was just something that was getting passed along on the internet, like being shared and posted and stuff like that. And more people were saying it. And I was like, okay, let me steer people in the right direction. Like, no, that's actually not the case.
Well, you know, people, they like to shine in any way they can.
Right.
And I think it's pretty dope that, you know, and I think it's kind of funny, too, that you just heard about this app, especially since you went to school for podcasting. This app has been out for a little bit, man. So, like,
I really have not heard. I hadn't heard anything about this app until really? Yeah. for people listening, we're talking about the Anchor app. I'll probably tag it whenever I post this up, but I didn't hear about it. I saw an ad for it on Instagram of all places.
True, mine's YouTube. I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw it was a video of a guy on the Breakfast Club talking about the app, and I was like, This sound like some bull. Let me download this.
Are you talking about Charlamagne Tha God or DJ Envy?
Charlamagne Tha God.
Alright, yeah, that's my dude right there. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Charlamagne. I like watching his show. Well, I see like little clips and stuff, but I listen to it sometimes when I get a chance.
Right.
I
think podcasting too is a very good platform. This Anchor app, or just like any way you put your contacts out there, is a good way to deal with social issues or
right.
And you know, confronting any worldwide problems.
But, right, because my. When I was in school, they would ask me, like, you know, if you had, you know, your own show, somebody told you, hey, I'm going to give you your own show, you can do whatever you want with it, what would you do? I would just want a show where either I talk to people who I disagree with on whatever topic, or I have a co-host who I disagree with on everything. Because it's okay to have a show, it's okay to have a radio show, a TV show, where you talk about different things going on in the news and stuff like that, and you got a lot of people that agree with you, but it's boring. Like, I don't want to sit there and watch five people agree with each other on everything. Put somebody in there that's going to tell you that you're wrong for one reason or another, for whatever reason. Put somebody on there that's not going to agree with you. That's why I hate watching, like, I didn't say Meet the Press, but I hate watching, like, CNN and Fox, like, panel shows, when they have, like, the host and, like, four other people on the show with them, and they talk about different things, because they never have anybody that disagrees with them. Like, I just want to see, I like Rachel Maddow, but I want one time for her to have a panel of people on, and have somebody on there from Fox News. Put Sean Hannity on there, and have him sit there and talk with y'all about some stuff, and y'all say something, and he go, no, that's not right. I'll watch that because I want to say, okay, well, what's not right about it? Let me see what he's gonna say about this. So that's the kind of show I want. I want that.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, just from talking to you for like a little bit right now, you seem like you already know that CNN, Fox News, it's all staged. It's all written out. You know how that shit goes.
Somewhat.
Yeah. But
some of it is like I don't even watch CNN like that. No, I watch more. I get more of my news from The Daily Show, on Comedy Central than I do from mostly anywhere else. Either that show or Real Time with Bill Maher, because that's the reason why I like his show, because he brings on people. If he has three people on a panel, he's gonna have one other person that doesn't agree with what everybody else says.
So
at least one time. He's not going to just have a bunch of people he agrees with, because then it's just everybody going, I feel this way about this, and then everybody else going, I feel the same way, and then that's the end of that.
Yeah, and that's just, I don't know, that's just dick riding. That's boring.
Yeah. It's boring, and if you want to solve something, you can't solve it like that. You're not getting to all these pages.
Yeah,
you're not getting two sides of the story, and you're not getting to the people who you need to get it to. Like all these pages on Facebook is just a bunch of people. Somebody creates a page, and then they invite people that they agree with on whatever, and then it's just them talking to each other about it. Like, talk to the person you disagree with. If you got an issue with these people, talk to these people. Don't talk to the people you don't have an issue with. Nothing is going to get solved like that.
Which brings up another topic. I'm going to bring up social media, and with that, I'm saying that most people, you know, you're quick to judge someone from their opinion, and then you're quick just as quick to exclude them from the topic. You know,
right?
You know, he'll say something, and then they'll be like, "Oh no, forget this cat. You know, let's not talk to this cat. Yo, get off this group chat."
Yeah.
You know, like you're saying, bro, I feel you. You like a battle when it comes to talking about issues. So, and that keeps that keeps the debate going and entertaining. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
So, so let me ask you this. So you went to podcast school. What did you gain from that?
Well, it was radio broadcasting school, so it covers podcasting too. But they go over like the inner workings of the radio business, podcasting, voice acting, I know we had a guy that he had been in radio for like, I think he said like 40 years, mm-hmm. ever since he was in college. And he did voice acting too for commercials and TV shows and stuff like that. And we had vocal coaching with him every Tuesday. And he would tell us about how voice acting works. Like how it's like certain people who get called for like just about every gig. And it's like, I forget who it is. It's like one guy that's like, he's like the Michael Jordan of voice acting. True. Like he pulled, like when it's time for him to do a job or whatever, he pulls up in like a limo and gets out. He goes in there and does it in like one take. And it sounds perfect to everybody else. And then he's like, nah, that didn't sound right. We need to do it again. And everybody else would like mess up their lines two or three times or sneeze or something like that. He just gets it and like he does like three takes and gets them all, and everybody thinks it's like perfect. He didn't mess up nothing, but he thinks there's something wrong with each one because he's meticulous like that. They taught us about payola, how different, like you'll be a DJ for a radio station, and then some producer or something like that will come in for an artist and, hey, you know, play my guy's record a couple more times than everybody else, and I give you this money, or I give you some cocaine, or I'll give you like these tickets to this show, or something like that.
That's a serious thing. Cocaine has a serious part in this business.
Well, I don't know about now, but it was like that back in their day.
Okay,
it was definitely like that back in their day. Like they'll give them drugs, and sometimes it was whatever they could give them. To get them to play their artist music a little more on the radio so that people would hear it more. Money, drugs, a car, anything. Yeah.
Just for like more ratings and more attention and all that.
Yeah, just for more attention to their artist so that it plays more in people's heads and people's ears. And then that will, in return, like more people will buy it because they hear it so much. So they think, okay, well, he must be hot because I hear him all the time. Like, I just heard him three times in 1 hour. Learned about it. Go ahead, my bad.
Oh, my bad, Larry. I'm going to finish that, but let me ask you a couple more questions. Real quick, I'm going to run it down. So let me ask you, if you have a podcast show of yourself, for yourself, and I'm trying to get into this real quick, and I want to know what's the best way of approaching this. What platform should I get on? And do you think school is necessary, or do you think school just as easily said that I don't have to go to school to start this up or be good at it?
Well, it depends. I'll say this: you could probably go with any if you're going to use like any app or whatever. Whichever one works for you would be cool. I like the Anchor app. Because it's a way to get, if you have a show, it's a way to get your voice out over so many other podcasting platforms, Spotify, iTunes, stuff like that. As far as the schooling goes, make sure it depends on what kind of radio you want to do, what kind of podcasting you want to do. Because in my class at that school, it's called the Academy for Radio and Television Broadcasting. I ran into so many people that some of them just wanted to be DJs. They wanted to be disc jockeys. Some of them just wanted to do, just current events and social issues and stuff like that. Pretty much talking about what's in the news, talking about what everybody else talks about on social media, whatever the hot topic is for that day or that week or that month. I met like two or three other guys that want to do like sports talk. Podcast shows or radio shows. I mean, one guy that already has a YouTube show. And so going to that school, for me, I don't regret it, but we learned more about the disc jockey side than we did the conversational side or the interview side of radio. That school still did teach me a lot, but I still wanted to learn more about, you know, talk radio, because that's the kind of radio I wanted to do. But there was no instructor at that school who had ever done talk radio, all disc jockeys. So everyone, all of my work that I had to turn in was like production assignments where you had to make a commercial or read for a commercial or do like a whole hour's worth of air checks.
Right. Yo, Larry, we got like two.